Hey everybody, welcome to the Vet Tech Tap Room. This is our spin-off series from the Vet Tech Cafe. These episodes are live and uncut, discussing hot topics in our field, or talking about previous episodes amongst ourselves, and always highlight something positive happening in our profession. These episodes will be published as regular podcast episodes and will also be available on our YouTube channel as well. So get yourself a beer or a potato water and find us live on Instagram and join the discussion. Now if you'll excuse us, those are our beers the bartender is pouring. Hey guys, good to see you. Thank you for tuning in.
So today this is the birth of the Vet Tech Cafe. This is the actual date, right? The 7th?
Yeah.
So just to take everyone back a year before COVID, before all this crap, we were at IVEX and shout out to Jeff being on Radio Vet Nurse this weekend. So he kind of told a little bit of the story if you've heard it. So let's see. We were in DC, right? Washington, DC. And we were out with, let's see, who was there? Joe was there. Liza was there. Jenny Fisher was there. A lot of past guests were there. And alcohol was flowing pretty good that night, I would say. Wouldn't you say, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
And we had this, it was such a weird setup that we had. We had this Airbnb and the guy worked, didn't he say like worked early morning? So we had to like tiptoe into this guy's house to get into our Airbnb, like through his kitchen, down into the basement, tiptoeing in. And I think we were trying to watch a game. We were trying to watch a football game, I think. And just got to talking about, I don't even remember how it started. Oh, Jeff's got his beer.
Yep.
I got my beer.
Yeah.
My Black is Beautiful from Dirty Bowl. And we just got to talking about careers and how we were kind of in a rut and not thinking like, this isn't really what I'm going to do anymore. We know there's other stuff out there, but how do we get to it? And I think, Jeff, you were the one that brought up a podcast, right? Weren't you the one that?
Yeah, I think so, because several years ago, I had thought about having a vet tech podcast, although I had thought about having it more probably like medically based, maybe like what Jordan and Yvonne are doing
with the
IM for vet techs. But as we've well documented on this podcast, I'm not very technologically advanced. And a buddy of mine that I worked with at the time was, and he kind of talked me through it. And I thought about it and I thought about it. And I just never did anything with it. And that was several years ago. And, but then you and I got talking about it. And I think we were just talking a lot about a lot of the issues.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we were.
And we were just thinking like, man, it'd just be cool to be talking about this on a podcast. And, started writing stuff down. We were a couple beers deep. There was a lot of great ideas.
Yeah.
And that became where we are today.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
You know, you mentioned the thought of doing that years ago. And, you know, that's probably something that I would have thought of at some point and said, oh, this would be a good idea. But doing it by myself is not something that I think I would have been able to do. Like, I need someone to help push me and say, hey, what are we doing for the podcast today? And what are we going to post on Facebook today? And obviously, somebody that knows how to work Instagram, because clearly I do not know how to work Instagram. Although I'm able to start a Facebook Live, Cherokee is skeptical about the couple beers.
Right.
Well, couple is a relative term. It's a relative term.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Couple is anything more than one, less than, there you go.
Yeah. So we kind of started hashing out a name. And we had some
really bad names.
Yeah. Let's this open. Let's
find that.
Put a couple of these out there. And hopefully those of you that are okay with the name Vet Tech Cafe, some of these,
that's the one that made it, guys. So
yeah. What are some of these other ones?
Vet Tech Talk, I think, was the first one that we came up with.
Yeah.
But then we kind of just said, that didn't really do it for us.
We liked Vet Tech Today, but that was taken.
That was already taken. Yeah.
Let's see.
Tech Tales. I liked the four vet techs by vet techs, the FVT, BVT.
Yeah.
I thought that would be cool to have an acronym because, as I tell my students, everyone in vet med uses acronyms for everything. I thought that would be something kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that one kind of didn't fly.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
We had Vet Tech Talk and Vet Tech U. Vet Tech Bar and Grill.
Yeah. That's what we're doing now, right? Bar and Grill, yeah.
Yeah, with the Vet Tech Tap Room, but
the Vet Tech Coffee Shop, I think, was on there. Vet Tech Boys and Vet Tech Guys, that was dumb.
Those were terrible.
I think those were probably the first two we crossed off the list.
Yeah. Vet Tech Journey. We had a lot of
we thought about this for, I mean, at least a couple of weeks before we settled on anything.
For sure. So we kind of came a long way with that, and then we kind of started laying out like what we wanted to do with episodes.
People we want to talk to.
Yeah, and I mean we've largely gotten to most everybody that we really wanted to talk to. We had the big ones up front with Liz and Steven and David and Ed Carlson. I think those were the big ones we wanted to kind of touch on up front, and then a lot of them have kind of morphed along the way.
So one of the things that we were trying to decide what we wanted to do was what do we want to talk about, and that was kind of the basis of everything. And just thinking that we didn't really want it to be something clinical, because that was something that I think as we kind of looked through things, we said, and going back, just taking another step back, we thought about a vet tech podcast and said there aren't any, right? And that's kind of the thing that we came up with, was there's not really anything for us. There's tons of veterinary podcasts that are related to clinical stuff, like VetGirl is amazing and awesome. There's a lot that are veterinary related, but not necessarily we're talking about what we dealt with on a day-to-day basis, which is, I think, is kind of why we went down this path of this is how we want to direct this.
Yeah. And, when we kind of started looking at it, and we searched high and low for vet tech podcasts.
We did, yeah.
And in hindsight, the reason we didn't find Radio Vet Nurse is because we weren't looking for vet nurse. We were looking for vet tech podcasts. Right. And then it wasn't too long after that we saw her episode with Amy Newfield.
Yeah. That was the first one I listened to. Yeah.
And we were like, oh wow, somebody's actually doing this. She's in Australia. But this kind of exists, and like, is it okay to kind of do the same thing? And we reached out to her. We had some great conversations with her.
Oh, we did. Yeah, she was a huge help.
Super helpful. So it was kind of cool the way that kind of came together. Then to come full circle, I was on her show, and that episode released yesterday, and that was super fun.
Yeah, that was great. I listened to that while I was mowing the lawn yesterday.
Yeah. So if you guys aren't familiar, there's a podcast out of Australia called Radio Vet Nurse. It's run by a gal named Kat Robinson. She's a registered veterinary nurse, and she's got a lot of just really cool background, a lot of really cool stories. But she interviews people just like we do, and talks about different things in the veterinary profession in Australia. And it's a really, really good podcast.
And plus she has that Australian accent.
That's fun
to listen to.
For sure.
I would get so distracted listening to, like, she would ask me a question. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. For sure. Although she did say in the write-up that I had dulcet tones, which whatever that means, but
I'm not sure what that means.
I'm going to have to look that up.
But I wonder if that goes back to what did Lisa say? She said reading books on tape or something like that, our soothing voices.
Those like calm apps, like read a story before bed. Yeah.
Nobody wants to listen to that.
No, for sure. So what do you got for a beer over there? You got your Black is Beautiful?
Got a Black is Beautiful. You turned me on to these. And I went to a local place here in Durham called Crafts and Drafts. And we've gone there a couple times now, and they do just that. You can buy crafts to make while you're there, and you drink some drafts, and they have it's kind of like a smaller bottle shop. There's not a ton there, but they do have a lot.
Nice.
And the first time we went there, I was looking for one of these beers that you told me about, and they didn't have one. And I said, oh, you should get one, because I'll come in and buy a bunch of them. And lo and behold, a month later,
they did.
And I was like, well, I guess I got to buy it now. So
nice.
And it's really good. It's an Imperial Stout. It's a little heavy on the alcohol. It's 10%. So I'll sleep good tonight, which is good.
For sure.
I've had a busy day today.
For sure. I have, when we talked about that beer a little bit more in depth, I said that another brewery had just released a new kind of open source recipe called Breathing Conversations.
Yeah.
And I actually found that today at my bottle shop.
There you go.
So that's what I have. And actually, like, straight right front and center on the label says, why is the topic of racism so contentious and difficult to talk about? And that's the whole point. Awesome. That's the whole point of this beer, is actually just to encourage difficult conversations in the workplace and like make it not so
uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's a really good double IPA. So
it looks like Liza is drinking pumpkin ale.
Oh, I had a pumpkin beer today. First beer on the boat. Oh, it was so good.
Oh, you're terrible.
It was my first pumpkin beer of the year. And yeah, it was, it hit the spot for sure.
I have had those in the past and I can usually have like one and then.
Well, yeah, you don't have a lot of them. No. I have, you know, several.
It's been a while since I've had one, to be honest with you.
I have a few during the season and I definitely do enjoy them. So what do you think? What's on tap for Vet Tech Cafe? What are you thinking the next year is going to be like now that we're here a year in?
I'll be honest. I didn't know we would get this far. I thought we would ride this out as far as we could get it to go. And here we are year into it. And, you know, not a year into episodes, but a year into hashing this out and figuring it out. And, you know, this has been a great venture with you. This has been amazing. Yeah. And I feel like you and I were close before this, but I feel like we are much closer now than we used to be.
Yeah.
Cause we were part of the study group.
Yep.
2013 study group. I lost my 2012 shirt somewhere. I had two shirts cause I took the test twice. Cause I didn't get enough of it the first time. So I had to take it twice. But I think moving forward, I mean, just hit more issues. And I think we need to dedicate more time to mental health issues because, like we said, it's not going away and it's something that we need to really address and deal with. And also, this is Suicide Prevention or Suicide Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it is?
Yeah.
Suicide Awareness Month. So probably have another one of those. What is this? The 7th. And we've got another episode we're doing Friday.
Yes, Karen, even though we're divided on our coffee flavors, we still get along.
We do. Yeah. I mean, I look past it. I look past some of the terrible stuff that he drinks. Because he does turn me on to some good stuff like these Black and Beautiful.
Yeah. You're a good man.
Where do you think we're going to go? What else? What else you got?
Well, we still have a few things we want to do. We definitely kind of want to go through all of the VTSs and talk to people.
You mean all the specialties, not the specialties. Every single VTS.
Right.
I mean, that would keep us going for quite a few years.
Yeah. All the specialties and talk about like what their job looks like.
Yeah.
You know,
so there's a lot that we want to get to, and you know, we have a few guests that are on our radar that, you know, as we've been, you know, there's a couple on our list that have been there from the very beginning we haven't gotten to yet. So
yeah,
there's a few that we do want to get to, some that are really big
for sure
names that we have in mind.
Yeah. And the next episode, without giving too much away, is going to be a heavy episode.
It is. Yeah.
It's going to be some serious discussion about a serious issue, and you know, but that's the whole point, right? We want to be having these discussions and keep those discussions going. And we've got a lot more ideas as always, if anybody has a great idea, or, you know, an idea for a show, our episode with Lisa Smith, that idea came from Liza. You know, she said, hey, you know, have you thought about forensics? Have you thought about talking to Lisa Smith? She'd be great for that. And that was, I mean,
that was fantastic.
That was incredible. Yeah.
I would love to have another one with her just because I don't feel like we hit to all the things. You know, it's funny. The other day I was taking the trash out and, you know, it's really hot and summery down here. And the trash can apparently was open. And there were some little white creepy crawly things in the trash bag. And I was like, I wonder if I want to take these out and take a look at them and see if I can figure out where they're from. But I did. They still gross me out. But still, hearing her talking about the little M words was fascinating to think of that and kind of go through that.
Whew. Yeah. Yeah. You know, to be honest, we had a case, the last run of shifts I worked last week. At the time, the presenting complaint was like 11 month old, like poodley thing that had become entrapped. Like the owners were gone for a while and the dog had become entrapped in the owner's bra.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
He had become entrapped in the owner's bra, like got tangled up in it somehow. Now this dog was like at presentation was like peri arrest. Dave, this dog had a PCV of 80%.
Oh my goodness.
And a pH of 7. Like this dog was like dying. And wow. You know, we got wrapped up in like treating it and doing all of the things, and the dog ended up doing okay. But like it had like some pretty serious, you couldn't necessarily say either way that that's actually what had happened. But I got to thinking like the next day, like, was that was that actually an abuse case? And that right. was, and I had never thought of that until, you know, she was on the show, and like all the things that the way things present that you don't even think about. And I won't get into much more detail than that, but I was thinking to myself the next day, and I messaged one of my coworkers, and I was like, that really wasn't on my radar last night, but what do you think?
Yeah.
And it's like again, just another thing that I would never really thought about without that episode.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cherokee called that a booby trap.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. That's a great joke that actually nobody made the next day. In rounds, that was like the first patient the next morning. And I said, you know, this blah, blah, blah. I was here for being entrapped in a bra. And I was like, everybody get your jokes out now. And then we can continue. So, but booby trap did not come up.
Oh, that's great.
So IVEX is this week.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
What a different year this year.
I got the email about the virtual. I haven't really looked into it too much, but apparently there's a lot of virtual events. The pinning ceremony is virtual. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to happen, but I'm really interested to see how that's going to work out. And then also with IVEX, we've got our Zoom call that all of you are invited to. Have we posted a link to the Zoom?
We haven't. I scheduled. Okay. I made a schedule for it, but we can post a link.
Yeah, we'll post a link for it so we can get people in and instead of just commenting, come in and talk to us.
Yeah, come in and get on your video or turn off your video, but come in and hang out with us.
Yeah.
A la IVEX like we do every year.
Yeah, and we'll turn it into a virtual tap room.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be something that's recorded. Just want people to know that now.
Yeah.
We are not going to record that. That is not something you have to worry about what you're saying. We want people to come in, say whatever you want. Nothing is going to be recorded.
Have a drink or two.
Treat it like it's IVEX because that's how we're going to treat it.
Yep.
We're not recording that. It's just a way to get together because quite frankly, we miss being around people, which is weird for two introverts to say.
Yeah.
We miss being around people, but.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we have our people and our people are at IVEX.
for sure. And so, you know, they cut the program down a bit this year, which of course they had to do, but there's still some just incredible material. And are you kidding me that for a technician registration, it was $40.
$40. And normally that whole weekend cost me usually I had CE money for it, but usually that whole weekend costs at least a grand.
It's in the neighborhood of
for a hotel, flight. If we're flying,
right.
Registration fees, all that stuff comes to close to a grand, probably more than a grand. And this year it's like, it's $40.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting to save on the hotel and the flight and still pay $200-$300 for a registration. So kudos to IVEX and IVEX for doing that.
And all of the sponsors, because, you know, even for the sponsors, you know, I know they're having a virtual exhibit hall. I don't honestly know
how that's going to work.
But their return on investment this year is probably the lowest it's ever going to be because people are going to be walking through the exhibit hall and doing all of the things that we do and getting all the free drinks and free snacks and whatever else. So like to be able to do it at such a good cost, like that, a lot of that's got to come from sponsorship. Yeah. So, that's just really cool. And there's a welcome reception on Sunday night. Our Zoom call is going to be, kind of as that wraps up.
Yeah.
So they're still kind of trying to do some of the networking type of things and, but still just, a top-notch program this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited. And then hopefully by fall of next year, at least IVEX as it exists, will be back to normal and in Nashville. Yeah. And we can, even if we just have to have some socially distanced beers, you know,
is that where it is next year? Next year's Nashville again?
Next year's Nashville. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So hopefully.
Yeah, I can't imagine you could have something like that now, just because that Nashville hotel is just, it's everything is enclosed. You could spend that whole week of IBEX and never leave
inside those glass walls. Yeah. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens going forward. And I know obviously there's a whole lot of unknowns we don't need to get into between now and then. Yeah. And we'll just hope for the best. But hopefully this Vet Tech Cafe train is still rolling.
Hopefully, yeah.
Got my IBEX 2021.
But that was one of the big things that we wanted to do this year. We had a list of, was it our 2020 goals?
Yeah.
I think we did that probably in January before we knew all this was going to happen. And one of the things was to do a live feed from IBEX and talk to people at IBEX.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah. So that's kind of where the Zoom call came from.
Yeah. And yeah. Because we still wanted to do something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, well, what do you think, bud?
I'm ready for bed. I've been up for a long time and I still got a lot of this beer to go through. So, it was great to get on here and kind of commemorate the birth of the Vet Tech Cafe. Well, back then it wasn't called anything. Yeah. It was just the birth of something we were trying to do.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we've gotten this far. We're at what, 22,000 downloads right now?
Which is something like that. Yeah.
Mind blowing. When we first started this, we were like, maybe some people will listen. And look at this.
Yeah. Who knows? So everybody out there that hears this, whether you're here live or whether you hear this down the road, thank you so much for your support.
Yes, thank you.
I've seen, of course, Liza's been in here. I've seen Joe's been in here. We've had a couple of guests. Thank you for coming on and sharing your stories and ideas. Hopefully we can just continue that going forward and just keep talking about things and getting different viewpoints of the profession. That's been so fun seeing what different people have done. And I also want to give a shout out, Dave, to our friend Jamie, who you used to work with, who started.
Oh, yeah.
So while we're here live, maybe you guys remember our episode with Emily Roberts down in Houston, who's doing a lot of like in-home minor like vet tech kind of things.
My friend Jamie Stoops. Hi Stoops, if you're listening. She put on her Facebook the other day, maybe a week or so ago, that she had started her own veterinary technician business. And I messaged her and I said, this is amazing. This is so awesome that you're doing this. And the response came back of, this is all from your podcast. You guys are the ones that let me know that this was a thing that we could do. And we actually put Jamie and Emily in touch with each other because Jamie had some questions. She says, how do I do this? And I'm like, I don't really know how to do that. So I'm going to talk to Emily and get you guys in the same text message together. And they kind of hashed things out. And she had some questions about how she should navigate a certain legal thing.
Joe. For sure, Joe, that AOL will get me every time. Oh boy.
congratulations to Jamie for starting your own business. And let us know how it's going. I'd love to hear how things are going and kind of hear how your path has taken you. That's amazing that you're doing that. She's a mother. She's got two young kids now and she still works at the emergency clinic that I used to work at. So I'm really proud of her for doing that. And I'm really proud of us for actually letting her know about that. That's kind of like a big thing for us to bring this out to our listeners and say, hey, this is a thing you can do. And then somebody saying, hey, that's something I want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it. And
that's
just amazing that she did it.
Yeah. Yeah. We get messages, not necessarily like that, but you know, I'm thinking about becoming a veterinary technician and
We get that all the time now.
Schools or what have you. And, it's again, to me, it's mind blowing how people find us and what have you, but it's actually been really, really cool to see some of the outreach towards us about like doing things. And that's been pretty cool. So, So anyway, well, what do you think? Should we sign off and let everybody get on with their Monday night?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, everybody, we will see you. We'll post the link for the Zoom call Sunday night, 6:30 Eastern.
We'll post it this week though. We'll post it before.
We'll post it before, but just so you guys have an idea, it's after the welcome reception for IBEX.
Is that at 7:30? 6:30.
I think it's 6:30 our time.
6:30.
Yeah.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern time. Yeah.
Eastern time. Yeah.
And we'll post a link and we'll just have like an open chat room for an hour or longer if anybody's around, and just come and go, bring a beer, bring a drink.
We've got a couple things planned.
Yeah. Hang out.
There's probably going to be a Vet Tech Cafe Would You Rather in there somewhere.
Oh yeah, probably at least.
Maybe something that there's a few that probably shouldn't make it to air. So we'll probably bring those out then.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, if you're around Sunday night, come by and say hi and have a drink and some laughs and some conversation. Again, you know, now that we're a year into this, I think we both just want to say thank you for all the support.
Thank you so much.
We have not had one negative comment, one negative interaction.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's all been very, very supportive and like really, really nice and positive. So we really appreciate that. So
thank you, guys.
All right, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, what's left of it. And we hope to see you guys on Sunday.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.